介绍高大的，是我们矮小但是心胸很宽大的主席。
The one who introduced the high person is a person of low stature, but a joyful one.
大卫打败哥利亚，可能也就是这个情况。
Maybe that's how David killed Goliath. With his small stature.
感谢主赐给我们新的一年。
You thank God for another new year.
新年我们就有新的盼望，新的恩典。
New year brings new hope and new grace.
我想跟大家稍微温习我们学校的一些这个该注意的一些地方。
Let us review first some of the regulations or things we need to notice.
我们学校很看重我们是一个大家庭。
We emphasize that we are a big family.
大家庭当中呢，有大哥大姐。
We have big brothers and big sisters.
当然。
Elderly sister.
上面也有这个师长，或是我们这个家长。
We have like a guardian or teachers who are like parents to us.
大家庭里面呢，通常有时候因为一两位小弟弟、小妹妹没有走正路。
At homes, when one young member, go astray.
我们需要这些大哥大姐呢，来，这个稍微帮助他，鼓励他。
We need you, the big brother sister, to help them.
我相信大家知道，我们去年这个网络这个速度增加。这个速度双倍。
Since last year, our internet access has been faster speed.
当然费用也增加了。
And the cost is also increased.
但是假如同学这个大家庭的成员没有注意。
But if we are not careful enough.
这个很快，这个速度会变慢了。
The speed will slow down.
经常变慢的，就是因为有些人下载一些不该下载的东西。
Maybe some of us have downloaded things that we should not be downloading.
请大家务必要看重这个大家庭，不要因为如此你就不能用我们的电脑。
Let us enjoy our family life by doing our part to make life better for each other.
第二件，我们想提醒大家，就是我们有一个口号，就是当你进入非圣的时候。你以非圣为荣。
We have a slogan that goes that as you come into BSOP, you are glorious, you're happy for BSOP, you are proud that you're BSOP.
你出院的时候呢？当你毕业以后，非圣以你为荣。
And as you leave BSOP, may BSOP be proud of you.
这个是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
并不是意思说我们要自夸这个自傲。
Not to boast of anything.
但是我们有很多值得感恩的地方。
But to be grateful.
我们相信神在我们这个大家庭里面。
We see how God has worked in our big family.
当你用属灵的眼光来看这个大家庭。
As you use your spiritual eye to look at this big family.
你一定会有很多感恩的一些事情。
So many things for you to be thankful of.
当然这个大家庭里面有一些这个坏的地方值得我们修改。
Of course, there are some imperfections in the family that we need to correct.
我们求主保守，让我们用爱心说诚实话。
And that we all need to speak the truth in love.
不要在这个私下乱讲话。
And not to speak behind another person.
假如要直接有什么建议，你我的门是开放的，你可以直接跟我谈。
If you have good suggestion, you can come to my office anytime and let me know of your suggestion.
每一个学生即将要毕业的时候，我都会跟他面谈。
Every graduating student, I have opportunity to talk with them one by one.
但是你不一定要等到那个时候再跟我谈你心中。的一些话。
Don't wait for that last hour to come to see me. You can.
其实我们的老师都愿意听你心中的一些话。
Our teachers are also ready to hear you.
但愿我们更加这个成为一个祝福大家的一个大家庭。
Let us continue to be a blessing to each other.
去年我们我们的财务有一点紧张。
We have quite a tension in our budget last year, or in our finance.
因为管理财务的突然间通知我们缺乏这个每个月有三十万的非币。
Because the person who's in charge of the finance told me that every month we are in red of 300,000 pesos.
但是现在虽然还没有计算，但是我们相信这个年底我们一定会有足够的钱。
I believe at the end of the year we will be able to offset.
跟大家分享，就是在这个大家庭里面，我们按照圣经的原则，尤其旧约圣经的原则。
We follow the biblical, especially the Old Testament principles.
因为新约只讲爱心。
New Testament only speak of love.
也特别提到寡妇要60岁，才那些没有孩子的才可以收到一些恩惠。
We don't have to be reaching the age of 60 without children, then they can receive grace from the church.
假如你没有读旧约呢，你们这些寄居从外来的，我们要把你放在外面了。
If you don't read the Old Testament, then you'll be like the sojourners outside, left outdoors.
但是感谢主，圣经从旧约到新约。特别提起我们要彼此相爱。
Thank God that both the Old and New Testament mention about we need to love each other.
我们的董事其实是很看重这个大家，这个在这大家庭里面享受神的恩典。
Our board and members also are concerned of our welfare here.
假如你有机会到其他的神学院参观。
If you have opportunity to look into other seminary.
你知道他们房间里面。肯定没有这个厕所或是洗手间。
Their dorm, their dormitory may not have any toiletry in the dorm room themselves.
是要公用的洗手间。
They have a common public toilet on the hallway.
但是当我们在建立的当中，我们的董事大家一致的要把最好的给神的仆人。
During the process of construction, the board member are on one heart to give God the best.
我相信我们享受这些恩典，我们也应该感恩，也应该继续流露神的恩典。
So as we enjoy this privilege or this thing, we have to be grateful to God.
好，我们还没讲到之前，我们再次祷告。
Let us pray to God again.
主啊，求你借着你仆人、你的使女，把你的话语讲明清楚。你知道我们每个人刚开始新的一年有不同的需要。愿主对我们说话，听我们祷告，奉主名祈求，
阿门。
我们所信靠的神是一位恩惠的主。
We have a gracious God that we believe in.
在旧约里面有两个很重要的山。
Two mountains appear in the book of the Old Testament.
在摩西五经里面特别很强调这个西乃山。
Petrus mentioned about the Mount Sinai.
西乃山呢，上帝在这个西乃山亲自教导他的子民。
From Mount Sinai, God taught His people.
你看到摩西带领这些群体这样来敬拜这位真神。
And Moses led the people to worship the true God.
神也把他的话语在西乃山向他们陈明。
God imparted His word from Mount Sinai to His people.
在诗篇当中很强调一个山，就是锡安山。
Another mountain mentioned in Psalms is at Mount Zion.
因为在锡安山，神的话语从锡安山发出。
God spoke also out from Zion.
这个是大卫带领群体以敬拜来称赞这位主。
This is how David led the corporate worship and praise toward God.
我们今天看的诗篇65篇就属于锡安这方面的信仰。
So the Psalm 65 is from the Psalm of from the out from the Zion.
恩惠的上帝有三方面值得我们注意的。
We have three aspects to learn from this gracious God.
第一节到第四节提起的，他是一位听祷告的上帝。
Verse 1-4.Tell us that God is a God of prayer.
Adonai Pesau, 他是听祷告的上帝。
He is the God who listens to prayer.
上帝啊，锡安的人都等候赞美你，所许的愿也要向你偿还。
Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. To you, our vows will be fulfilled.
锡安的人，这些敬拜的人，要来向神来赞美。
The people in Zion want to praise God.
我们今天刚开始新的一年，我们更应该来称赞我们的主。
As we start a new year, we need to praise God and start with praises.
当你越懂得称赞、赞美我们的真神。
As you learn how to praise God,
我相信你开始会数算很多的恩典。
You will start counting His grace.
诗人在这边讲论的当中，其实他正在这个数算神丰富的恩典。
Psalmist was counting His grace here.
所以他头这段的当中，第一节到第四节特别提起，他是一位听祷告的上帝。
So the first portion, the psalmist says, God is a God of prayer.
听祷告的主啊，凡有邪气的都来救你。第二节。
Oh, you who hear prayer, do you all men
come? 为什么来亲近神呢
？Why would men come to God before God?
第三节特别提起罪孽胜过我，西安胜过我。
Verse 3 says, "We were overwhelmed by sin."
至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
Yet you forgave all our transgressions.
这里用两个字提起罪。
Two words mentioned point to sins.
一个罪提起的是 avon， 就是他们犯的罪孽。
So first is the avon that sins.
第二个字提起的是这个他们做错的事，这个 pesah transgression 过犯。
Another word is acts of sinfulness.
这两个字其实把罪就形容得很清楚。
It describes sins in these two aspects using these two words.
在希伯来文里面有用各种不同的名词来提起罪的这个观念。
In Hebrew, we also have this different ways of explaining the sins.
假如他要特别强调这个你没有达到上帝的标准。
If it is not hitting on the target,
他会用 hata， 就是像保罗在罗马书里面提到的缺乏那一个重点那一分。
It will use the word hatar in Hebrew. It is like you missed the mark.
那个 hamartia 那个 hatar 就是同样一个字提起没有得到神的标准。
So he didn't hit the mark. He didn't attain his goal.
我父母亲还没有奉献之前是老师。
Before my parents went for full time, they were teachers.
所以对我的大姐呢要求特别高。
So they have high standard for my sister, elder sister.
所以当我大姐分数拿回来的时候
，So when she received her grades,
假如是91分
，If it's 91 points,
她就打九下
，She would get 9 bits.
假如是99分
，If it's 99 points,
就打一下
，She get 1 bit, 1 byte, 1.
有一天我大姐突然间告诉妈妈。
And one day, my elder sister told my mom.
她说：“妈妈，这个我的同学85分，他家里都庆祝，这个又给他很多奖金。”
My classmates get only 85 points, and the home, the parents are praising her.
那为什么我拿的比他高分，你还打我
？I have a higher grade than her, and you beat me.
各位，其实罪的观念是相当的重要。
The cognition, the understanding of sin is very important.
我们做神学生，做神的仆人，更加要了解。
As followers of Christ, as seminarians, we should learn more. What does sin mean?
你所做的事，上帝都知道。
What we do, God sees clearly.
尤其今天，当科技越发明的时候
，Especially today with all the modern technology,
你做的事。更加可以把它记录下来。
Everything we do has been recorded.
我们的这个短宣到了不断这个城市。
During our mission trip, we went to Butuan City.
碰到一位弟兄，他信主而且相当的爱主。
We met a brother who just accepted the Lord lately and loved the Lord fervently.
他特别就见证他如何来信靠主。
He shared how he was converted to Christianity.
其实他是这个什么都做，坏事、好事他都做。
He mentioned that he is such a great sinner, the worst sinner.
太太对他很不满意。
And his wife is already given up on him.
但是至少告诉他，你最好不要跟我离婚。
But they agree not to get divorced.
但是当神的仆人来把福音传给他的时候。
But when he accepted this, the word of God from a preacher,
就是那一天他还抽烟喝酒。
That day he still smoked and drink.
也不愿意听。
And he doesn't seem to be interested in listening to what the pastor was sharing.
但是当主的仆人把手按在他的肩头上。
But one of the group member, the pastor team, put his hands upon his shoulder.
他突然间看到他过去所做的恶事。
Suddenly, there is a before him. He see a like an episode of what he did in the past. All his sins.
每一样像电影一样的这么真实，在他面前，
让他再看一次。Every stage of his life, how he has sinned against God, it is like a movie play before him.
他说：“主啊，我愿意亲近你。”
And he have to tell God and repent before him, God.
各位，我们所犯的罪，神会赦免。
God indeed forgive our sins.
但是这个赦免的观念其实很重要的一个观念是神遮盖上帝的愤怒。
In his forgiveness, the imagery is he covered his own anger against us.
保罗是读诗篇、读旧约的一个学者。
Paul is a very good researcher or student of the Old Testament.
所以当他写罗马书的时候，他会提到上帝的愤怒。
So when he write the books of Roman, he talk about God's anger.
但是这个赦免的观念就是神把这个遮盖起来。
In forgiveness, God covered us from His anger.
我们该得到惩罚。
We deserve punishment.
但是神把它遮盖起来。
But His grace covered us.
我不晓得你最近有没有听到亚航 Air Asia 的一些事情。
We have heard about the happening or the sad thing of Air Asia.
你知道有一个家庭本来应该要坐上那一辆飞机。
One family supposed to be in that plane.
但因为妈妈迟到。
I think because of they arrived late because of mom.
所以没有上去。
They weren't able to to take that plane.
但是另外有两个。
But there are two other persons.
因为有人没有上那辆的飞机。
Because there are still two empty seats.
所以他赶紧要到新加坡。
Two persons need to rush to Singapore.
然后在那边送死。
And so they rush to their death.
各位，在神的这个罪的观念，神给我们罪的观念里面。
So in our idea that the idea of sin that we learn from God,
不是以这个罪人来代替那个罪人。
It is not using this person to substitute for the other sin,
而是以耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
But to use the blood of Christ to wash away our sins.
在旧约用动物的血让他们感受到上帝这个主观的愿意赦免他们。
In the Old Testament time, it is the blood of the lamb that the blood that covered and washed away the transgressions of the people.
各位同学，各位同工，不晓得你
students,
有什么罪
co-workers,
没有向神认罪呢
？Maybe we do have some sins that we haven't confessed to God.
今天是最好的机会向他来求赦免。
Today is the best time for us to confess to Him.
让你洁净自己。
So that He will cleanse us.
成为神要使用的器皿。
So that we could be useful to Him.
有一次在我们年底这个三月毕业前，这个学生来跟我面谈的时候。
One time during the end of the school year, sometime in March, one student approached me.
他说：“院长，你有什么话还要跟我讲？”
He said, "Do you have, President? Do you have some words for me?"
这个。我是说你做错了一些事你都不愿意承认。
I told him that you have done something wrong, but you still haven't confessed your deed.
他说院长你知道吗为什么会知道
And he said, how do you know?
我说假如我不知道我不能当院长了。
I said, if I don't know, I'm not the president.
但是因为有同工替我处理所以我就不需要处理。
But because the other faculty have settled that, so I don't mingle on it anymore.
各位我们不是要比别人好。
We're not to be better than others.
但是你做错的事你要向神承认。
But we have to confess to our own working, our own doings.
过去教就业的课程，我经常会有小考。
I used to have some quizzes in Old Testament subjects.
但是看到有一些同学在那边偷看。
But some did some cheating during the quiz.
我很难过，我说分数对我不重要。
I'm very sad because grades are not important to me.
但是你们偷看是你们犯罪。
But cheating is a sin against God.
各位，我们要承担，而是敢这个承担我们所犯的罪。
We have to stood up or bear our own transgressions and admit them.
但是知道这边说罪孽胜过我，至于我的过犯，你都要赦免。
And get hold of God's promise, which says, when we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave transgressions.
但是跟第二节有关，你要向他祷告。
But you need to do the second verse says you need to pray to God.
每年过年的时候，我不晓得你有没有清理你的房间。
Every end of the year, do you clean up your room?
是不是有一些书不该放在哪里，你放在哪里？
Are there some books that doesn't belong to you?
是不是向图书馆借用，长期的借用？
And you have extended your borrowing of that book.
各位，我不是故意要在那里提高，还是说让大家很看重这个罪孽。
I'm not here to blow up your sins.
请大家要注意，我们在神的面前要诚实。
I just want you to know that we need to be true and honest before God.
让我们来到主的面前，我们是口借心清来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
So that we really come him with a clean heart and hands.
第二方面，我们的上帝是用能力，蛮有能力的这位上帝。
Secondly, our God is a God of power.
这个拯救我们的神啊，你必以威严兼公义应允我们，你本是一切地极和海上远处的人所依靠的。
Verse 5 says, You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
你既大能束腰，就用能力安定诸天。
You form the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength.
使诸海的响声和其中波浪的响声，并万民的喧哗都平静了。
Who still the roaring of the seas, the rolling of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations?
这里提到神安定诸山。
How God.Silent the mountain,
上帝让海浪平静了。
And he calmed the seas, the rolling seas.
去年三月，这个马航370。
Last March, the MH370 happened.
突然间有失事了。
It got lost in the air.
到今天为止还找不到那一辆大的飞机。
Up to the present, nobody knows where it's about.
这次亚航发生的事，大家问一个问题。
And the Air Asia happened, also something wrong got wrong in the air. And if we ask a question,
他说这个 iPhone 这个手机，我们很容易找到。
We said with the iPhone, it's easy to look for things.
假如有人偷你的 iPhone, 你都可以找到把它找回来。
If somebody stole your iPhone, you will know how to get it back.
那为什么这么大量的飞机找不到呢？
How come such a big plane nobody can find it?
各位，我们的上帝是伟大的主。
God is a God of power.
这个新闻这个报道的当中，他说目前21世纪我们有很多科技，为什么找不到呢？
The newscast also asked themselves, how come in the modern 21st century no one can look for the plane?
各位，他们是科学的，以为科学第一。
They thought that science is number one.
但是要知道，我们这些信靠主的，我们的神比任何的科学发明更大。
As believers of God, we know that God is greater than all technology.
这个去年突然间发生这个 Ebola 的那个问题。
The Ebola virus got out of hand last year.
非洲有人因为吃这个。不该吃的动物，所以突然间发生这个 这个灾难。
Some people in Africa have eaten things that should not be eaten, so the
Ebola virus arise.
And our health department likes to help extend their help.
他说我们要把菲律宾人送到那些地方。
Our department of health want to send our own volunteers there.
他忘记送到那些地方可能会把这个病毒呢带来菲律宾。
They forget that they might bring back all those virus to us.
但是各位，你可以看到，科技虽然发达，科学虽然有进步
，with the advance in technology，
但是到目前为止，只有上帝可以让波浪的响声平静。
Yet until today, only God can calm the waving, the roaring seas.
上帝也可以让你的心情平静下来。
Only God can calm our anxious heart.
今天有很多担心的家庭。
There are many single parents today.
可能有些同学在家中被你自己的亲人、被你的亲戚欺负了。
Maybe some of us even were being treated or abused by our own relatives.
你心里的有很多的创伤。
And you have spared so many scars and hurts within.
能力的主可以医治你。
The powerful God can heal you.
可以让你平静心和的来敬拜他。
Calm your anxious heart.
我们如果愿意谦卑来到神的面前
，If you are humble enough to come before Him，
向他呼吁
，And cry out to Him，
向他这个求救
，And ask Him for help，
让他平静你的生活
，To calm the lives that we are under。Going,
像这篇的诗篇，你也就成为西安的人，享受神所赐的。
You will enjoy like the Zion people.
最后，在这篇的诗篇里面提到，他是赐恩福的上帝。
The last point says, our God is a God of provision.
他这边特别提出，你眷顾地，降下套雨，使地上得肥美。神的河满了水。使这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。
Verse 9 says, "You care for the land and water it; you enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it."
这边也特别提到，他浇灌了地的犁沟这边特别提到水。
It mentions the waters.
住在菲律宾的还是同学，你们有住在菲律宾当中，去年有很多的雨水。
The Philippines, we have so many rain waters.
有很多的台风。
And typhoons and storms.
可能我们对雨水呢，我们不一定有兴趣。
Maybe we are no more interested in all these waters.
但是当你有机会来到中东
，But if you have chance to go to Middle East,
水是很重要的。
Water is very important.
当你从约旦国进入以色列国
，As you go into Israel from Jordan,
你会知道很大的差别。
Oh, you can see the difference between Jordan and Israel.
约旦国呢，好这个。这个树木呢，树枝都这个，简直不能想象。
The plain of Jordan is very green.
Not green, yellow.
Very yellow.
Can you imagine?
Because there is no drop of rain.
但是这边来到以色列呢，你会看到他们有些有钱人的家庭有一些这个植物在家中。
But if you go to this side of the Israelite land, you can see even the houses have plants on the roof.
你如果仔细来读旧约圣经
So if you read the Old Testament carefully,
蒙神祝福的人，神会降下春雨与秋雨
Those who are blessed by God will have spring rain and autumn rain.
雨水一降下来，就会长五谷
So as the rain comes down, it will have a growth and harvest.
这里也特别提到这个神的河满了水。
So here it mentions that the river is full of water.
神的河，这是神所用的河水，满了水。
So the river is the water overflows.
诗篇当中有一些这个诗篇的句子是连接上面的一些句子。
Some of the phrases here connect to the verses above.
诗篇46篇有提到这个神的河 进入这个城中，他们也就高兴了。
Psalms 46 mentioned the river of God entered this city, and the people are rejoicing.
假如你还记得以西结书里面提到神的河。
Ezekiel mentioned the river of God.
启示录也提到神的河。
In Revelation, the river of God is also mentioned.
但是这里面，如果你回到诗篇里面，其实很强调就是这个河祝福那块地。
Here in Psalm 65, the river of God blessed the land.
让他们有食物可以享用。
So they have crops they could enjoy.
第十一节，这边所说的，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。
Verse 11 says, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance."
各位，神用恩典这个赐福给我们。
God bless us with all His grace.
当我仔细读这个希伯来文的那一节的经文，
As I dig into this verse again,
我真的是很感动。
I'm very touched by the meaning from this verse.
因为每一年神都会丰丰富富的供应给他们。
Because every year God would bless them in abundance.
但是神把这些恩典加冠在他们的头上。
He crowned the year with their bounty.
这个加冠呢，还是冠冕呢，是动词。
Crown the year, the verb crown is a verb, is an action verb.
我们要如何来了解呢？
How can we understand this word?
我想我们有时候看这个世界小姐在这个竞选的时候。
When we look at the beauty pageant, Miss Universe contest,
你看到每一个小姐代表他们的国家，每一个都漂亮。
Every representative from each nation, they are each as beautiful in their.
每一个人都聪明。
Everyone is smart and wise.
但是为什么当中有一个加冠在他头上呢？
But only one will be crowned that night.
因为他是群众当中可能被选拔的那一位。
Is the beauty of all beauties.
但是这里面提到神你以恩典为年岁的冠。
Here it says you crown the year with your bounty.
神把恩典加冠在你头上。
His grace is like a crown upon us.
让你很丰丰富的享受神的。
So that in abundance you enjoy His blessings.
最后这句第十一节，他说你的路径都滴下脂油。
And it says your carts overflow with abundance.
这个中英文有一点不同。
It's different from what is written here in Chinese.
那我特别跑去查一下。
So I researched on this part.
为什么英文圣经新的英文圣经会把它成为一个小小拉车呢？
拖车。
神的这个神的拉车呢
？Why the English use your cart？
这个我相信不是我相信是这个，因为他要解释前面的这个加冠到底是什么意思。
It want to emphasize or amplify what crowning the year meant.
他要以这个农夫在收拾一些五谷的当中，他很丰收的、丰丰富富的收到一些这个庄稼。
So as a farmer harvest in abundance, put it in his cart.
但是这里面其实如果用原意的，或是我们和本翻译的，就是路径 trucks 还是有脂油。
The Chinese translation it says there are the truck filled with abundance or filled with those leftover.
那这个脂油，这个 dashen 这个字是这个很油，这个很丰富的那种的意思。
So the truck are traces of abundance on the trucks.
我相信我们当中有很多同学很喜欢吃东坡肉，那个越肥的越好。
Most of us like to eat the special Dongpo meat.
刚开始的我们有大陆的学生在我们当中呢，他们喜欢吃猪脚，那个越胖的、越肥的越好吃。
In the early times, we have Chinese students that look for the fatty leg, the more juicy one.
有些同学还告诉我，越吃那个肥肉呢，我们的皮肤会越软。
They claim that as you eat more of those fatty parts, your skin will be smoother and younger.
各位，上帝就是这么丰丰富富的给我们。
That's how rich God abundantly gave us His grace.
他要把最好的东西，你想吃的东西给我们。
He provide the best for us.
这里我用一个我们家庭经常讲的一些故事来分享给大家。
So let me share some of our family story.
当我们的家从南部搬来马尼拉的时候
，Oh, when our family moved from the south to Manila,
我们有一个家庭跟我父亲非常好。
There's a family who became close to our family.
所以他就请我们吃冰淇淋。
Oh, and they would invite us to eat ice cream.
所以我们家中每一个每一个人呢都跑去吃这些冰淇淋。
Everyone member of us go to with them to eat ice cream.
当中有一位当他吃了第一杯，完了以后。
One of our member when she finished the first cup.
啊，这个主人又给他第二杯。
The friend says, "Give another cup. Give her another cup."
后来又给他第三杯。
And a third cup.
后来就给他第四杯。
And the fourth cup.
他哭了。
And after the fourth cup, she has to cry.
我不要了。
I'm no more ice cream. I don't want any.
各位，神的恩典就是这么丰丰富富给我们。
That's how God bless us one after the other.
但是这个留下的籽油不是要给你自己享用。
This fatty things, oily thing, is not only for you to consume by yourself.
是要你分享给别人。
It is to overflow to others, to leave tracks behind for others.
让给别人也可以享受神的恩典。
So others would also enjoy His blessings.
各位，当你愿意分享的时候
，So as you share your blessings,
相信神会继续的更加的赐福。
God continue to bless you.
年底的时候，碰到一个年轻有为的。赚很多钱的商人。
At the end, I met a very promising, rich, young businessman.
我向他道谢，他帮助我们这个一些费用。
I thank him for his helping us with some of our finance.
他说不需要向我谢谢。
He said, "Don't thank me anymore."
但是他说你能听我一些故事吗
？Listen to my own story, he said.
他就这样告诉我他的故事。
And he poured his story to me.
你可以看到。他已经很丰富了。
You can see that he is already rich and abundant.
但是为什么还有更多呢
？Yet he longed to get more and more.
为什么上帝这么祝福他
？Why God keep blessing him?
原因很简单。
But a simple reason.
因为他愿意把他路径地下的职业分享给别人。
He is willing to leave tracks of rich abundance to others behind him.
凡是自己放在自己口袋里面，或是放在自己享用的
，those who only put in their own pockets or use for themselves，
他肯定到年底肯定会缺乏。
At the end, they might dry up or be in want。
但是当你愿意分享的时候
，but as you share with others，
神也借着你。让人家得到恩典。
God makes you a channel of blessing for others.
你自己也享受到很多的恩典。
And you yourself enjoy those blessings.
当你读这篇的诗篇的时候
，As you read these psalms,
其实这是要鼓励西安的信徒。
It is to encourage the believers in Zion.
跟他们更加爱主。
To love God more fervently.
愿意信靠这位听祷告的主。
To believe more on Him, the God who answers prayer.
也愿意这个享受这位大有能力的上帝。
And enjoy His mighty powers.
也让他们向这位赐恩、赐福分的上帝向他感恩。
And to be grateful to this gracious providing God.
让我们新的一年是会成为一个感恩的一年。
May we start this year with a gracious heart.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，当我们数算你的恩典，我们实在是相当的感恩，因为你爱我们，爱我们到底。在年底的当中，你借着弟兄姐妹的爱心，让我们看到你的恩典。主，我们也感谢主，你是一位大有能力的上帝，让我们活在你面前。主啊，求你让我们继续的依靠你，相信大有能力的上帝。会继续来修剪我们成为有用的器皿。听祷告的主啊，愿你多听我们的祷告。当我们为罪孽所胜，愿你真的是赦免我们的过犯。愿你让我们成为洁净的器皿，让你来使用。Lord Jesus, as we come before you, thank you, Lord, that you are the God of providence.
Amen.
You continue to care and provide us with many needs. We pray that our BSOP family will continue to not only receive your blessings, but be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord, that you are God of power. We pray that you will continue to use your power in our life, that we will become someone who rely on you and continue to see your great power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you are God of prayer. May you continue to listen to all our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. 奉主耶稣基督祈求。
Amen.